All right, we're starting our now. All right, comics, are you ready? Okay, good. Here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Welcome to Stab. Are you ready to meet your contestants? Please welcome to stage the very funny Mr. Tyler Kinney. Tyler Kinney. Edgar Granados. And Jacqueline Wyand. Jacqueline Wyand. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Stab. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Edgar, you're here. You're filling in on 15-minute notice.
I am feeling into it.
You're feeling into it. Okay, good. Thank you for being here, Edgar. This is going to be great. Jacqueline.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
You're also filling in.
I am.
For Jamie Fernandez.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Because you guys, everyone thinks you're the same. You're the same people. So, but you had a little bit more extra time to prepare. Thank you for being here, Jacqueline. Jacqueline, what's... Yeah, clap for Jacqueline. Don't be a dick. She deserves it. Jacqueline, I don't know if you knew this. Jacqueline invented the tandem bicycle.
That's
tandem
me.
Bicycles.
All me.
You did. Congratulations. Thank you for that.
It was for you.
Old... Old white married couples, thank you very much. So thank you very much. Edgar.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Edgar, nice hat.
Thank you, sir.
You should, never mind.
This is a hat from Back to the Future Part 2.
I don't know, should I ask, is it?
It is.
It is, okay. All right, Edgar, are you high?
Nope, but rather beerful.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, thanks, Edgar. Down there at the end, crossing his legs like a man. Tyler Kinney! Looks great. Tyler Kinney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. Boy, we are high energy tonight. I'm not saying you. I didn't mean to. You didn't inspire it. Edgar is raising the roof right now. And
making like a devil snake tongue.
I was going to say...
Not a lot of people combine the two.
I was... That seems like
it's either one or the other.
Worst of both worlds.
You're either trying to insult a middle-aged woman in traffic or at a concert. Do they raise the roof at concerts?
Do they anymore, crowd? Do they raise the roof at concerts?
No.
Do they lower the floors? Is that where they push the walls out? Is that something diagonal? All right. Let's play Stab. Oh, shit. Jacqueline, this first segment is called This Was Today Once. Jacqueline, it says Fernandez. Jacqueline Fernandez, on this date. Oh, fuck, I forgot to look up this name on how to say it, so I'm going to seem... On this date, 47 BC, Pharaoh Cleopatra VII of Egypt declares her son co-ruler as Ptolemy? 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 Fuck off, guys. Would that be 14th? No, 15th, XV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm not. And then the word.
I thought
Cicero. You don't know. Why are you? It's Caesar. I-O-N. Caesarian. 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 C-section. It is her son. So that took a long time to get through. Anyway, Cleopatra made her son a ruler. We just could have said that. You know what else? On this very date, 1956, Paul Goodwin, English oboe player and conductor, was made alive by birth. How did you choose to celebrate these aforementioned topics, Jacqueline Wyan?
The only way I know how to, John. 9 months ago to this day, I was knocked up by an oboist. Earlier today, I underwent a cesarean section.
Earlier today.
And from here on out, my beautiful son will share half my workload. He actually wrote all the responses on the show that don't get a laugh, so keep that in mind.
Very good, Jacqueline. All right. Edgar. Holy shit.
Hey. What's up?
Drunk Edgar. Standing in for Alison Beltrani. On this date, 1966, Selma Hayek, Mexican-American actress, director, and producer, was born. You know what else? Also on this date, 1649, the Italian city of Castro is completely destroyed by the forces of Pope Innocent the X. Pope Innocent the X. Ending the wars of Castro. How did you choose to honor these events today? Edgar Granada, how are you going to make this up?
Well, first of all, can I just say irony, am I right? Not so Pope Innocent if you've committed war crimes. Let's just say that. I celebrated by eating burnt lasagna.
Okay.
Because I figured they burned all the lasagna in Castro.
Right.
Just to peeve them off, you know? Like, you can't mess with those grandmother recipes in Italy. They get quite peeved. So while I was eating just multiple trays of burnt lasagna, I watched Dogma.
Okay.
Which Selma Hayek had like a very small role in for like 5 minutes. I watched that, and then I also watched the nude scene she did with Antonio Banderas in the movie Desperado from 1996.
Oh, Googling Desperado when I get home. Okay, good.
All right. Worth it.
Very good. Edgar, not bad. Not bad. I think this is the one way to curtail your writing, actually, because usually your segments go like 5 minutes. So we should just have you make it up while you're here, and then there'll be proper time. Time proper.
Just a base rule for me is that I always make them up.
That's right. All right, Tyler Kinney, forgot your name.
That's fine.
Even though we're friends. Tyler Kinney, on this date, not really. On this date, 2005, Bob Denver, American actor, singer, successfully completed his last day of life. Also on this date, 1806, a massive landslide destroys the town of Goldau, Switzerland, killing 457. How did you spend this day in regard to those happenings?
So Bob Denver was Gilligan, right? Is that
no?
No?
No.
Well, who was Gilligan?
No, John. Wait, Bob.
Big wait. Time.
Bob Denver. Okay, John Denver is who I thought. Either way, if you wrote it towards Gilligan, you were correct.
I am.
Okay.
but also not certain that it was. Correct.
Okay.
So. All right. So.
I thought Bob Denver was still alive.
Does anyone remember what the prompt was?
Okay.
No, it's fine. I'll read it.
But okay. Okay.
I just want to make the point that I'm just going to say some gibberish to you now. So to honor Bob Denver and that tragedy, the landslide in Switzerland. I started writing, and what I penned was a TV pilot spec script called Gilligan's Mudslide.
All right.
Wherein a goofy Swiss hiker gets trapped up to his waist in topsoil and pieces of his neighbor's house. But luckily for him, he's joined by the bloating corpse of a ship captain, the severed leg of a school teacher, and the grasping hands of a dying millionaire. And also two foxy ladies who are struggling to maintain consciousness. How will they all get out of this pickle? You have to watch.
Very good. This was Today Once. This show's still called Stab. Kind of want to see that. Gilligan's Mudslide just sounds like a drink at a Gilligan's Island themed restaurant. I think we should. Art, can you make that happen? Gilligan's Mudslide? Can you make the Gilligan's Mudslide? Can you make that a drink? All right, Gilligan's Mudslides tonight, everyone. on Tyler. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Phoenix, Arizona. An Arizona woman was arrested for murder on Sunday on suspicion of drowning her two-year-old twin sons in a bathtub and attempting to do the same to another child, authorities said. Please write three haiku in regard to this topical event. Jacqueline, number one.
Their dad is no saint. He made them quit swim lessons. Who's really to blame?
Edgar.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Shakespeare is more universal now.
That's pretty good for writing this 15 minutes ago. Very good. I just noticed your hat blends into the art behind you. Anyway, yeah. It's like someone shot. Is that your brain? Very good. Tyler Kinney.
Hi.
Hi.
Still water surface. Like a mirror I can see. Mother of the year.
That's beautiful. Jacqueline.
Not my fault, Your Honor. They asked, Mom, what's intercourse? And I just panicked.
Edgar.
What is the prompt again?
Topical haiku challenge.
Yes.
Dateline, Arizona. Mother drowns her twin sons and tried to do it to her third child, authorities said.
All right. Terrible twos. Cocky much? Should have quit while ahead. Bad move, Mom.
Very good, very good. Holy shit. Wait a minute.
Bring back that.
Tyler Kinney. Our sound bed died.
Quick, drown them babies before they learn how to talk. First word was gargle.
So weird that we're having kids die by fire and water. Two different shows. Jack.
You drown three children, and like all of a sudden, you're a kid drowner.
Edgar, that prompt. Dateline, Arizona.
I got
this. You got it? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't like the second one I wrote, so. Third one. Tragedy strikes in Arizona heat. Too cool for school or life now.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Children are precious, unless they come out as twins. Moms get do-overs.
All right. That was the topical haiku challenge. This next segment is called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym and reimagine it. One, what does it now stand for? Who does it now represent? In honor of National Aviation Day, this acronym, VMA. VMA. We're going to start with Jacqueline. VMA, what does it now mean?
Voluptuous Meerkat Academy is a Japanese anime running from 2003 to 2007, gaining wide popularity with Western audiences. The three main protagon- protagonists are sexy college co-eds who use their feminine wiles and fat meerkat asses to breeze through school, making friends and fighting robots along the way. Its Western popularity has inspired a great deal of fan fiction, most notably one written by 10-year-old Tanner Johnson titled "The VMA Leaves Japan to Hang Out in Dayton, Ohio with Tanner and All His Cool Friends, and They Let Tanner Touch Their Fat Meerkat Asses." Here is an excerpt. Tanner walked into his bedroom after a long day of being the coolest boy in fifth grade. He slammed his backpack on the floor and sighed as he swept his fingers through his rat tail. He closed his bedroom door, but just as suddenly there was a knock on the other side. "Fuck off, Linda, you dyke bitch," the very cool guy proclaimed. The door opened, and instead of his dad's new wife, Linda, there were the three of the sexiest meerkats Tanner had ever seen. They all started French kissing him. "Oh, Tanner," Kimiko, the bustiest meerkat, moaned. "Please squeeze our fat meerkat asses while we play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4 on your Xbox."
Very good. Jack Levine. Edgar, what does VMA mean to you?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Senpai, for such a hot anime reading. That hit with Jacqueline. Fuck the rest of you. Oh, yeah, VMA. Voldemort milk. Awesome. Yeah, turns out it is. This is a new health craze started by people who are looking for more alternative forms of milk, such as snake milk. Snake milk is apparently very high in vitamin C and other riboflavins. If you add magic to that, then it's all the more awesome. So that's just a group of people in Britain who are looking for Voldemort so they can get his milk on.
All right. That's good. It's really good. Tyler Kinney.
Yes.
VMA. What does it mean to you?
It stands for Vagabond Meat Amputee.
Okay.
And that's when a group of hobos draw straws to determine which of their arms will be severed and eaten. And the one who draws the shortest straw is a VMA, a vagabond meat amputee. But he gets to drink all the Thunderbird he can handle that night, and he gets the best cut, and then he lives the rest of his life as a VMA.
That was Reorganization. VMA style. This next segment is called Top 5 Google Searches of a Fan Favorite. Good news! A mother from Minnesota is scheduled to give birth to conjoined twins. Huh? Twins, they're back again. Actually, today. She's scheduled to give birth to them today. Please provide the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of that conjoined twin. If that conjoined twin could search Google, what would it search? We're going to go ahead and start. Jacqueline.
I did some research. She had them. One of them died.
Oh.
Yeah. It happens, though. Okay.
So one of them will be doing the search, then.
Okay. First one. If our genitals are conjoined, is our mere existence inherently incestuous?
That'd be a question.
Mm-hmm. Full episodes, Mary Kay and Ashley sleepovers.
God isn't real, right?
Oh shit, my sister just died. Is my mere existence inherently necrophilious?
Edgar.
Just gonna go off of this new information that Jacqueline introduced. Separation anxiety.
Chang and Aang fan fiction.
Jacqueline.
Will they let me keep vaginas.
Adult size discounts in kids sized sizes. 2-for-1 Heelys.
Tips to stop your partner snoring. But now knowing the one's dead.
Right. It's a tip that was given. Just.
Why won't they let me keep both vaginas?
Are we on the fifth one or the fourth one?
Fourth? Fourth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Half off funerals.
Very alternative modeling careers.
And the fifth.
Help, I'm being haunted by the ghost of my dead conjoined twin's fetal vagina.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Full episodes, Mary-Kate and Ashley mystery party.
Is that a sequel?
I was, obviously, that's not as popular. I watched all of them.
Conjoined twin, big booty, double dick, gangbang. I'm sorry.
And sorry. That was Top 5 Google Searches Up. This next segment is called Yeah! Yes! Yes. This next segment's called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Write an erotic poem about it. You guys were given three different things to write erotic poems about. Jacqueline, we'll start with you. Your erotic poem is written, the topic is how important prayer is. How important prayer is.
Okay. Our Lord up in heaven, please forgive our sins. Because I've been real bad. Do you want me on my knees like this? Do you like my sinful little mouth? I've been using it to moan your name in vain. Your kingdom come all over my titties.
Right.
Your will be done all over my titties. Lead me into temptation. Give us this day our daily head. Amen.
Right. That's nice. Edgar, please have written an erotic poem in regards to Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? Taco Hell. That's swell. I want some more of that swell. Sea waves of nacho cheese slather my bodies. Because I'm those same conjoined twins from before. I'll have you up all night so right you can't even snore. Who's keeping score? All I know is fourth meal. Because I'm a hungry, hungry hippo. I'm a light my Zippo, light my cigarette. Because I can't forget that double XL grill stuff burrito. Stuffed with Fritos. I don't even feel bad that I had to cheat. Oh. Oh.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Tyler Kenny.
An erotic poem.
An erotic poem in regards to broken leg surgery.
Technical term.
Broken leg surgery.
Broken that's, leg.
That's the ergonomically.
I am pale and nauseous, but I don't regret not being more cautious. I won't call it an accident because to get close to you is all I meant. Your skillful hands, your surgical mask. To be alone with you is all I ask. You are more than just my surgeon. This is more than a hospital. I want our love to burgeon. And my good health was my only obstacle.
That's very nice.
To feel your touch, all I needed was a compound fracture. It didn't even hurt much, and to see you is pure rapture. Now my wound begs for you. It's opening moist with marrow. It may be the morphine talking, but are you wearing a sombrero?
Awesome. Very good. Thank you for writing erotic poems about it. This next segment and final segment, I'm sorry, audience, you could moan. This is our final segment called Vows to an Asshole. Fan favorite. This next segment is great. Today we are gathered here to join together you and an asshole. Let's hear your vows to that asshole. Jacqueline, you will be wed to that guy that always pretends to punch people to get them to flinch. So you're marrying the guy that always pretends to punch people in hopes to get them to flinch.
All right. Trent. My love. My rock. How can I even begin to describe my love for you? You were with me through all the good times and supported me through the bad. When my mom died, you stayed up all night with me while I sobbed, and I told you all my secrets. And that night, I knew that I... Okay. All right, okay, you got me. But this is our wedding, so cool it. That night, I knew I found my companion, and I remember thinking to myself, Jacqueline, you could probably spend the rest of your... All right, that almost never gets old. Where was I? Oh, when we met in high school, I was just a mousy junior, and you were a senior who was held back 2 years. And I thought, I could never date this beautiful man, because you were so handsome and confident, and because you triggered my PTSD. But somehow, we became inseparable. And I knew we could make... Seriously, Trent. Like, I'm starting to feel myself panic, and this is my wedding, and I'd rather not have an episode in an $800 dress. All right, I'm going to keep reading. I love you, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my... Oh, my God! I'm going to cut your fucking dick off and eat it in front of your flower girl niece if you don't stop this, Trent. To love and to cherish till death do us part.
Come on. Very good. Edgar.
I just want to say I'm a little disappointed that Jacqueline stepped on my eating dick joke that I was that I had in my vows.
Well, your vows are to a person that cuts in line. That person that cuts in line.
Oh, ye of little patience. I've grown to accept and love you. At first, I thought you just liked me because of my punctuality on Taco Tuesdays and at happy hours in very popular restaurants. But then I learned that your commitment to me was as strong as my commitment to just fucking waiting 5 more minutes than anybody else. I think this is real. This is a real thing. Honestly, I feel a lot of empathy for you. Because I myself enjoy seeing my friends in a line and then cutting 20 to 15 people in front of those people so that I can get a pizza and a beer at the same time that you do. But the difference between us and the thing that really makes me so grateful to have you in my life, to show me so many perspectives of character, is that you never refused to grow up and just fucking wait in line. You are the Peter Pan to the name of the girl in Peter Pan.
Emily.
You are the Peter Pan to my Emily.
I don't know, Wendy.
Wendy?
Wendy.
You are the Peter Pan
Deborah.
To my Wendy.
Deborah. I think it's Deborah.
You are the Deborah to my Ray Romano.
Deborah.
I will love you until the end of time. When we die, God. I'm sure that I'll die first. because of your incessant impatience. But I know that as soon as I reach those pearly gates, you'll be right there at my side. And you'll say, hey, what's up? Do you mind if I just...
Very good, Edgar. Edgar, making shit up. Tyler Kinney, please finish this show. Vows to an asshole. That's what we're still doing. The asshole that you are marrying is the antagonist from every 1980s movie. That's who you're marrying. The antagonist from every 1980s movie.
When I first saw you, I told my girlfriends Tamara and Becca that this is the man I'm going to marry. You were holding some nerd's face underwater in the koi pond of your father's ski lodge. And just as you suggested putting something in his butt, our eyes met. I stared into those gorgeous blue, soulless marbles, empty from years of trying to win a distant father's affections. And I knew that you are the man I wanted to undervalue me for the rest of my life. While it was love at first sight for me, you needed a little convincing. So I made sure that we were inseparable. I stood by you while you wrote fag and gasoline on that Chinese kid's front yard. I held your helmet while you punched that dweeb at the BMX track. I fixed your perfect blonde pompadour while you joylessly ejaculated inside me in the back of your Firebird. And when I paged you to pick me up at the women's clinic after I had that taken care of, you were there in what seemed like seconds, but was actually 78 minutes. Now here we stand on the rubble of the rec center that your dad demolished even after those geeks won that breakdance competition. Fair and square. We stand here in front of your morally bankrupt family, my distraught single mother, and all your terrified clingers-on. I want to shout from the hilltops, Trevor, Dylan, Tanner, Asher. I will always be by your side, throwing your father's money into the endless dark chasm in the center of my personality. I want to grow old with you. And I make this vow knowing full well that if you are this sociopathic in high school, then who knows what kind of horrors you'll justify over the course of our marriage. And that's what's so exciting. We're starting this journey together.
Very good. That is the end of Stab. Thank you guys for coming. One more time for all the comedians you saw tonight. Jacqueline Wyand. Edgar. Last Minute Granados. And Tyler Kinney. One more time for Tyler Kinney. If you guys like to check us out on Twitter at Stab Show, find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, all kinds of shit, Stitcher. Thank you guys for coming out. One more time for Art Luna and Luna's Cafe. Dan Herrera in the Big Picture Studios, tbtstudios.net. Thank you guys for coming out. Good night.
Burn the White House.